UAPs. A very strange article appeared on a site on the internet. It stated the CIA has fired all its men in black. While this may be some sort of weird joke, or not, we have to admit we have not been hearing much about men in black for quite a while. There was a story about Russian pictures of extraterrestrials being released. When I looked into it, I found another story which stated Russian fishermen had captured some fish which looked alien. I don't know if the two stories were of the same thing, but the first story talking about Russian photos of aliens contained no photos, but the second showed pictures of strange-looking fish. I have heard many strange stories about UAPs over the years and thought I had heard it all, but recently heard a new one. An author claims a crashed UAP was found, but what makes this so unusual is he also claims it was so huge it couldn't be moved. So, what do you do in a case like that? You don't want to leave it out in the open. In this instance, he said it was decided to build a large building over it. The House Oversight Committee is going to conduct another UAP hearing on July 26, 2023. They seem to really be getting into the UAP question lately, and it is obvious they want to force different government agencies to release all their UAP data, but it is an uphill battle. One of the most amazing parts of the hearing is the fact both Republicans and Democrats both want to know more, and many have seemed to have joined forces on this issue. It is believed that same week, members of the committee will take questions by reporters. While what I am about to say is basically not about UAPs, it could play a bigger role in detecting them. When telescopes first started being used, the type was a refractor. Later it was found a reflector with a mirror was able to produce better and bigger optics, and scientists have been going mainly with that type as evidenced by the James Webb Telescope. This could be about to change, however, because a new type of refractor scope with a very thin lens has been invented. Telescopes depend on the amount of light they can gather, and this new telescope design is said to be able to gather hundreds of times more light, and that might just end the reflecting telescope's long reign. This might enable us to see UAPs in space and even proof of other civilizations. The lenses are cheaper to produce than mirrors and much lighter. The push is on to make us think extraterrestrials are a danger to humans. It seems like a planned program which is not going to have a good ending if it continues. Many think it is building up to a false attack to drive us all to one world government. Others say extraterrestrials have been here for thousands of years, as evidenced of drawings of UAPs which date back over 25,000 years and appear on the walls of caves. There is also a story about us finding a UAP which crashed about 50,000 years ago, which used some sort of rocks for fuel. The thinking is if they wanted to attack us and wipe us out, they could have done this at any time. Then there are those who claim they have found a way to contact them, and these groups seem to be gaining believers. They claim all the extraterrestrials they have met are friendly and worried about us destroying the planet. There are stories which state we have met with aliens several times over the years. Supposedly there was a secret meeting between them and President Eisenhower, and when I interviewed his great-granddaughter, she admitted to this. The interview is on this website. We have also had whistleblowers say they saw one of our astronauts talking to a tall alien on their monitors while the alien and astronaut were standing in the bay of one of the space shuttles while it was in orbit. There is also said to have been a meeting with aliens which occurred at Hummel Air Force Base in New Mexico. It was said to have taken place many decades ago. There were probably far more secret meetings. What about all the different whistleblower testimony about seeing aliens working with us on projects? It seems a lot is being kept from us. A UAP was sighted in Berrien, Washington. What made this sighting a little different than most was the fact when it departed, it left a crop circle in front of a home. There is a suspicion this was just a marketing ploy for the upcoming Berrien UFO Film Festival. People are always asking what city has the most UAP sightings and what state. A recent investigation into the fact stated Spokane, Washington had the most sightings per capita and California had the most sightings. The International UFO Lab in Japan has a lot to say lately. It is a UAP research center located in Fukushima. The name of that town may sound familiar to you. It is where the nuclear facility is leaking radiation into the ocean. The lab is encouraging people to send in pictures of UAPs they have taken. So far, 6 photos and videos have been released, which the lab states are highly likely to depict real UFOs. Senator Josh Hawley talked about the recent UAP whistleblower and said his claims are pretty close to what he heard at his briefing, and this is not good. It turned out the whistleblower had such a great background and was so well respected, he just can't be dismissed out of hand, as has happened so many times in the past. Some of the whistleblowers have been treated very badly and been punished on their jobs, and it has been said, which I cannot verify, some also lost their jobs. An unknown whistleblower is said to be coming forward at the next hearing and will reveal his identity. There was a UAP sighting in Canada a few years ago. An object was reported by the pilot of a cargo plane, which he said was flying faster than 4 times the speed of sound. The military was put on alert, but it doesn't seem the incident was investigated. Could it be this happens so many times some countries have decided to do nothing about it, because they really can't accomplish anything?